This morning on Wake Up with Hope, Elizabeth Talbot from Jesus 101 will be having our morning devotional. We're going to have a special prayer season with our good friends from the Let's Pray team.
Plus, the Parenting Place will be back to talk about love and limits. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss a thing.
Good morning and welcome to Wake Up with Hope. You know, we're so glad you have chosen to join us this morning.
We certainly are, friends, and we're excited to be here waking up with hope, the hope that can only be found in Jesus. And today we want to share that special joy with you.
That's right. And you know, it's National Look for an Evergreen Day. That's right. And we hope that you take some time to go outside and notice the vibrant colors and the unique shapes of plants in your neighborhood.
Have you ever wondered if some foods can boost your brain power? Well, we are going to have a special segment from Dr. Delia McCabe and Gary Kent as they take us on a deep dive into this topic on today's episode of The Incredible Journey.
Oh, and we have so much more coming up next. But first, let's take a look back at what took place on this day in history.
On this day in history in 1972, the Apollo lunar landing program concluded as the final three astronauts returning from the moon safely splashed down in the Pacific Ocean. Apollo 17 had launched from Cape Canaveral, Florida, just 10 days earlier. The program officially concluded with Apollo Soyuz in July 1975, emphasizing international cooperation and peace.
You know, peace. We all want peace, don't we, friends? Mm-hmm. Have you ever found real peace in your life? Do you feel at peace today? Well, in Matthew chapter 5, verse 9, Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God." You know, truly there is a blessing in finding peace and making peace with those around us. And yet true peace begins within us. As we make peace with God, and an atmosphere of love and humility will surround us, and we'll be able to truly love others and be at peace with them in spite of what they have done to us or the consequences we face in our own lives. So friends, today we encourage you to be a peacemaker. Remember, it begins with making peace with God first and foremost.
Amen. Well, let's talk about superfoods for the brain as Dr. Delia McCabe and Gary Kent guide us on today's episode of The Incredible Journey.
There's a lot of talk about superfoods today. What are they? Well, join me as we discuss this with a nutritional neuroscientist, Dr. Delia McCabe. Welcome, Delia. So let's get straight to it. What are superfoods?
Superfoods are foods that are nutrient dense, have loads of fiber, and are colorful. We get exotic superfoods, which we find in rainforests and so on, which are very dear, expensive, but we've got loads of superfoods in our supermarkets.
So we're surrounded by some of them. Tell us about them.
Brightly colored berries, full of antioxidants and great nutrients. Nuts, protein, great fats. Dates, nature's candy. Grapes, full of antioxidants, natural form of sugar. Great fats in chia seeds, hemp seeds, and flax seeds. And then we have a few exotic berries, goji berries and golden berries. Fantastic curcumin in the turmeric powder. Potent anti-inflammatory, so it's a superfood too. Grains, legumes, fantastic. Behind us, colorful fruits and veggies, avocados, we've got great carbs, sweet potatoes, carrots, broccoli, and cauliflower. Not really colorful, but still really potent.
So I noticed that most of these so-called superfoods are natural foods. They're plant-based foods.
As close to nature as possible, that's the key.
Where's the highly processed, refined stuff?
Shouldn't be anywhere near us or our brains.
So they certainly don't count as superfoods.
Absolutely, exactly the opposite of superfoods.
So what are the benefits of these superfoods?
These superfoods provide the brain with what it needs for its structure in terms of the neuronal membrane and its function in terms of energy supply and the nutrients required to make brain messengers neurotransmitters.
Delia, thanks so much for sharing this valuable information with us.
Love and limits. What's the relationship and why is it important? The experts from The Parenting Place are back this morning to explain.
Parenting is all about love and limits. And often those two things feel like they're opposites. But remember that love is not just a warm, fuzzy emotion. It's actually often expressed through our actions. So you can feel upset, you can feel disappointed, you can even feel angry, but you can still be loving if you choose to act in the best interests of your child. You know, rules and boundaries can actually be a really great way of showing love. Now, when you put those rules in place, make sure that you can start every rule you make with, because I love you, dot, dot, dot. Because I love you, you're not allowed to play with those knives. Because I love you, you need to hold my hand whenever we cross the road. Because I love you and your brother, we don't fight in this home. You see, loving our children means that we have to set boundaries to protect them and to keep them safe.
Our praying friends from the Let's Pray team are back this morning to lead us in a season of prayer. You know, God hears us when we pray, and friends, He wants us to pray and pour out our hearts to Him. So let's pray.
Hello, family of God. It is time for prayer again. My name is Season Cromwell. I'm one of two hosts for Hope Channel's Let's Pray, and it's my honor to be with you today so that we can pray to the Father in heaven. Today, I'd like to pray about pressure. There is so much pressure this time of year, and really any time of year, because of the expectations of others, our jobs, the world, finances. There's just a lot of pressure. And Jesus is our answer. Really, He's the answer for everything. But I feel like maybe we should pray about feeling stress and pressure today. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you that we have an opportunity to come together as a community, Lord, and lift one another up, to encourage one another, Jesus, to speak words of life and truth, Heavenly Father, to surrender ourselves and our concern, our stress, and the pressure that many of us are under. Lord, there might even be parts of this community who are thinking of someone specific when we say pressure. Maybe they really need you, Father. They need you to move on their behalves, Jesus. Maybe they feel like they just cannot take another day. And so, Heavenly Father, I thank you that you are our relief, that you are a present help in times of trouble, that you are closer than a brother, and that in Deuteronomy 31, it says, it's the Lord who goes before us, that you will be with us, and that you will not leave us or forsake us, that we do not need to be afraid or dismayed. Also, Father, Psalm 34, 4 and 5 says, I sought the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that we are seeking you now. We believe, Lord, as this psalm says, that you will answer us, you will deliver us from all of our fears, that those who look to you are radiant, Heavenly Father, and their faces shall never be ashamed. All the circumstances that can weigh us down, Heavenly Father. I pray, Lord, that you would lift heavy burdens, because your yoke is easy and your burden is light, Heavenly Father. I pray, Jesus, that folks within the sound of my voice today would begin to feel the presence of the Holy Spirit, and hopefully for a long time, but maybe even just this moment, feel a sense of relief because of you, Father, that even though circumstances have not yet changed, our atmosphere has, our focus has, Heavenly Father, and that you're the one sustaining us. You're our glory, you're our shield about us, and you are the lifter of our head, Heavenly Father. I thank you, Jesus, that you see every need and concern. None of this is foreign to you. None of this is unseen by you, Jesus. And Lord, circumstances that are especially difficult right now, I pray that you would help us to remember that on the other side of struggle, Father, you are bringing life. That you are able to take anything, Jesus, and make it beautiful when we surrender it to you, Lord. And that in Isaiah 26, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because we trust in you, Jesus. And so, Lord, I just pray for trust for this community, Lord. I know that trust can be grown, but I'm asking for you to gift it today, Heavenly Father. Encouragement. A lightness, Heavenly Father, for the community. Thank you for letting us pray together, Lord, and just being honest about the struggle that we're in sometimes. I thank you that you are able to make our joy buoyant. And that, Father, when it feels like we're drowning, we're so grateful that our lifeguard walks on water. And in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Amen. Family, I just pray that you're encouraged and blessed in the name of Jesus, and that whether it's good day or good morning or good night, that the rest of your time today until you rest your head on your pillow would be a blessing for you. Bye.
Jacqueline Jewell brings us inspiring music now as she sings Rise Up.
Thank you.
Well, it's now time for us to take a short break, but when we return, we will have today's devotional thought from Elizabeth Talbot of Jesus 101.
Now, don't forget, if you're enjoying today's show, share with a friend or visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup and subscribe to our YouTube channel to see more exciting content. We'll be right back.
We are so glad that you've chosen Wake Up with Hope to start your day. Welcome back, friends.
And as promised, this morning we have Elizabeth Talbot from our friends at Jesus 101 who will be sharing this morning's devotional thought.
We continue with our series, Fear Not. And today's topic is Fear Not, God's Plan. And to get started, I want to show you a quilt. I have a friend, her name is Marcy, and she is what I call the master quilter. She is really amazing, and all of us have quilts that she has made, and she makes them with patterns and beautiful things, and sometimes she adds messages to them, and this is one that I like very much, and it was her first quilt, but if you see, it has beautiful patterns and all kinds of beautiful things, and I know a story that I want to start with about a quilt. There was a boy who was simply with his mother there while she was quilting, but he could only see the quilt from below. And it looked like a big mess, all kinds of threads and colors that didn't make a lot of sense. And he said to his mother, "Mother, what an ugly thing you're making." And she says, "Oh no, my child, only I can see it from above. I can, my viewpoint over here that you cannot see. It's a beautiful pattern. So when I'm done, you can sit on my knees and see what I see." And that's what happened when she was done. He came to see from her viewpoint, and it was a beautiful quilt, beautiful patterns, beautiful colors. And then the story said, this is the way our life is. Only God's viewpoint makes sense. From below, we say, it's not making a lot of sense. And all kinds of colors and threads and things that don't seem to match. But God says, trust me, I have a plan, and it only makes sense from my viewpoint. And someday you'll be with me and see what I see. Today we are talking about Fear Not, God's Plan. And we start in Luke chapter 1, where we find two characters that are going through things that were not their plan. The first one is a priest. His name is Zacharias, and he's old, and his wife is barren and they couldn't have children. The other character is a young virgin. Her name is Mary. She's engaged to be married. And both of them get a message from God, an angelic announcement that says, fear not, because you're part of a plan that you were not expecting. The first one, Zacharias, is Luke 1, verse 13. The angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zacharias. Your petition has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you will give him the name John. He would be a miracle baby, and he would be the forerunner of the Messiah." Of course, Zacharias never expected that. The other message was to Mary. The same angel came to Mary in verse 30 of the same chapter, Luke 1. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid. Fear not, Mary. For you have found favor with God, and behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name his name Jesus." Of course, he would be the Messiah. And this conception would be supernatural because she was a virgin and it would be conceived of the Holy Spirit. Neither Zacharias nor Mary could have thought of or understood what God was doing. It was God's plan. It was only very beautiful from his viewpoint. It was not their timing, it was not their plan, but it was God's plan. And at one point when Mary realizes that she's so blessed to be the mother of the Messiah, even though she doesn't fully understand everything that's going to happen, she sings a song. And this is the first of four songs in the first two chapters of the Gospel of Luke. And in most of your Bibles, it has a title, the Magnificat. It starts on verse 46. And it says, "And Mary said, my soul exalts the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for he has a regard for the humble state of his bondslave. For behold, from this time on, generations will count me blessed." So it starts saying, my soul exalts the Lord.
And this word in Latin, that's why it says Magnificat, because it's the first word in Latin. I magnify the Lord. My soul exalts the Lord. But this song, it's actually based on another song of another lady that was really struggling with God's plan. And that is in 1 Samuel. 1,000 years before, her name was Hannah, and she couldn't have children. And she really, really wanted a child and couldn't understand why God wouldn't give her a child. And on top of that, her husband had a second wife, and that second wife used to provoke her. We're in 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 7. It happened year after year. As often as she went up to the house of the Lord, she would provoke her, this other wife. And so she wept and would not eat. And we're told on verse 10, she was greatly distressed and prayed to the Lord and wept bitterly. Oh, she wanted a child so much, but it wasn't happening. It wasn't within God's plan at that moment. It wasn't God's timing. One day she goes to the house of the Lord and she makes a vow. And that vow is in verse 11 at the end. If you give your maidservant a son, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and a razor shall never come on his head. She makes a vow that she will give the son to the Lord if the Lord would grant her a son. And she's pouring out her soul, and Eli, who is there, thinks she's drunk. And he says, how long are you going to hold your wine? She says, no, Lord, I am praying. I'm pouring out my soul. And then he felt bad and said, go in peace, verse 17, and may the God of Israel grant your petition that you have asked of him. And you know, she does conceive, and she has a son, and she names him Samuel. And she gives him back, and he will be with Eli most of his life. And that's when she sings the song that we call the Magnificat of the Old Testament. And it's 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 1. Then Hannah prayed and said, my heart exalts in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth speaks boldly against my enemies because I rejoice in your salvation. This is what we call the Old Testament Magnificat, that Mary based her song on this other song that this woman had of thanksgiving when she was able to conceive. It's interesting because she could have never imagined that she would have a son, this woman, Hannah, who would be Prophet Samuel. And Prophet Samuel would anoint King David. And from King David would come the throne that would never end, because Jesus would be a descendant of David. And he would die to save the human race. Of course, Hannah, there was no way she would have known all this, because we don't understand all the threads in the quilt of our lives. Only God does. So imagine her. She finally had the baby she wanted. And that baby became Prophet Samuel, one of the most powerful prophets in the Old Testament. And Prophet Samuel brought his oil. I have anointing oil here that I brought from Israel, and anointed King David as king. And then King David became the king after God's own heart, and his descendant, a Davidic king who would come, would have the throne forever. And that was Jesus, who would come and die so that we could be saved. There's no way Hannah would have known all this. And she didn't know that her song would become the song of Mary, the mother of the Messiah. The Lord has appointed times, appointed plans. So trust him in the quilt of life. His plan is always for salvation. His plan is always to redeem. So when you don't understand what he's doing, trust his plan and don't be afraid of his plan. We don't know the master plan, but we know the master planned it, and we are included, and we are saved because of his plan. Don't fear God's plan.
Thank you, Elizabeth. What a blessing.
And friends, thank you for spending this time with us. If you'd like to learn more about our program or share it with a friend, or even re-watch some part of today's episode, please visit us at hopetv.org/wakeup.
And don't forget to wake up with us tomorrow morning. We will have music by Carmen Cruz, an encouraging message from Pastor John Bradshaw of It Is Written, a delicious recipe from The Healthy Foodie, and so much more.
You know, if you enjoyed today's devotional thought and you would like to learn more about the scriptures and about the teachings of Jesus, visit hope.study to receive your free Bible study guides.
Again, friends, that's hope.study to begin transforming your life today.
Well, friends, that's all for today. But before we go, we have a Bible promise we want to share with you. And today's Bible promise is found in Psalm chapter 37, verses 5 and 6.
And it says, "Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday."
You know, commit your way to the Lord, friends. You know, trust Him and trust that He knows best how to lead your life. You know, He's never going to lead you astray, but He's going to bring about the very best in your life. And that's a promise. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, Lord, today, Lord, we know that there is a God in heaven who has the best interest in mind for us. Despite the challenges that we might face at times, we can still know and believe that God is good, that You still care, and that all things work out together for good. And so today, Lord, this gives us hope as we begin a new day with You. Thank You for Your blessings. In Jesus' name, amen.